91X News.
It's minus 6 and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Thomas Coyer. President of the Treasury Board, Scott Bryson, is set to resign from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet. Bryson says he has decided to put his political career on hold and will not be running for re-election in the fall. Terry Pedwell has more.
The Treasury Board president says he's decided it's time for a change after 22 years representing the Nova Scotia riding of King's Hants, initially as a progressive conservative MP before jumping to the Liberals in 2003. Bryson says he wants to leave politics while he's on top and is looking forward to new challenges. But most importantly, he wants to spend more time with his spouse, Maxime St-Pierre, and their four-year-old twin daughters. Bryson made history during his career as Canada's first openly gay federal cabinet minister and again as the first federal politician to wed his same-sex partner. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Health Canada is in the midst of revamping the National Food Guide for the first time in over a decade. One of the biggest changes will be a drastic reduction in emphasizing milk products. Sierra Terry found out what local dairy farmers had to say about the change.
Many local dairy farmers are concerned over what effect the food guide change will have on them. However, they say their worries extend beyond the well-being of their own farms. Lifelong Sterling farmer Mark Donnan says the change could hurt the local economy.
We're not very impressed as dairy farmers with the government and allowing this to happen. You know, if consumption drops drastically because of it, then, you know, it's going to hurt more than just the dairy farmer. There's all the local economy that evolves around dairy farming. That will be hurt as well.
Madoc dairy farmer Amy Beaton says that between trade deals and the food guide, the government has failed to stand up for Canada's dairy sector.
It's not only us, it's the veterinarians, it's the feed companies, it's the breeding companies, the AI companies. It's not just farmers that see the impact of these deals and agreements, and now the Canadian Food Guide. You know, those that service the dairy farmers.
Phil Prinzen, a dairy farmer in Prince Edward County, says he hopes residents will continue supporting the agriculture industry after the guide is released.
The dairy industry and all agriculture is the backbone of our regions. Dairy industry's instrumental in probably leading that, as it's the biggest gross revenue industry agriculture-wise in the two counties. You know, if we do feel the pinch, it'll trickle down maybe quicker than we hope.
Health Canada will be releasing the updated food guide later this month. Sierra Terry, QNET News, Belleville.
The battle over what sexual education curriculum will be taught in Ontario schools continues as an Ontario court will hear arguments from both sides. Both the Canadian Civil Liberties Association and Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario are challenging the decision. The previous Liberal government's curriculum included sections on cyberbullying, sexting, and same-sex relationships. The Conservative government objected to parts addressing same-sex relationships and gender identity. Former Liberal attorney Michael Bryant says that LGBTQ students are left out of the curriculum.
The only reason that they're being excluded is because the government thinks that that content is age inappropriate, and that's just homophobic.
Lawyers for the Conservative government say that the current situation is purposely general to give teachers flexibility to address topics not expressly covered in the curriculum. Business owners new and old were invited to the Small Business Center Wednesday morning to participate in a free workshop detailing what they should consider when starting and running a business. Ludwig Chapman has more.
Oh, yeah, registering for a number and you don't hit the mark.
From discussing uses of market research to learning about the impact of government taxes, both aspiring and experienced business owners attended a workshop on things an owner should consider and of services available to them.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit for everybody, because when we talk about the business plan, it's certainly to help people start up, but the some of the concepts that we discuss may be lost on people who have been in business for 10 years, and it's a good reminder, or it's a help to realign their thought process.
Luc Fournier, the presenter for the workshop and a business owner himself, helped guide those who are there to government grants available to them, as well as answer questions they might have had.
I think anybody who's starting a business needs some sort of guidance at some point in the process. So we offer this workshop at the very beginning of the process of starting a business.
Well, starting a business is a difficult task. Anyone with desires to be an entrepreneur is encouraged to visit the Small Business Center at Loyalist College.
Come see us. We'd love to talk to them about their business opportunities and the ideas they have. And certainly we can give them the support they need to start. So come to the Small Business Center.
Ludwig Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
$13, you can actually charge $120.
With the holidays over and the gloomy weather coming in, people find it harder to get through the day. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, just might be the reason for that. SAD is a form of depression that takes place when your body does not get enough sunlight. The sun's vitamin D helps produce the endorphins that keep you happy. Without it, your energy goes down and SAD kicks in. Lauren Deans, a campus nurse, says that students might not be aware that they have SAD because we're too busy.
You're very busy, and a lot of times it's just a matter of, it's just the day. I got to get through it. Oh, it's just another day. Oh, it's been a really busy week. Oh, that's what it is. And that's, not being very in tune with your body, just pushing through.
When you start seeing signs of SAD, Dean says to start taking vitamin D, get outside into the light, and come see her in the Student Health Center. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next, after this.
This winter, step into nature with Quinte Conservation Areas. Take a break. Make time to connect with the sights and sounds of nature while you and your family get fresh air and exercise. Quinte Conservation Areas feature over 12,000 hectares of land to enjoy a relaxing nature hike, cross-country skiing, wildlife viewing, and so much more. Nature's bounty awaits. Escape today to one of 23 Quinte Conservation Areas close to home. For more info, visit quinteconservation.ca.
Thomas Square back with sports. Logan Brown had 2 points to go along with a 35-save effort from goalie Philip Gustafson as the Belleville Senators picked up another important division win over the Cleveland Monsters. Brett Bullen has more.
The Belleville Senators beat the Cleveland Monsters 3-2 last night. Head coach Troy Mann talked about the importance of getting back in the win column.
Every win is very important right now. We talked about it this morning about division opponents coming up, and obviously when you lose three in a row, you want to try and get back on the winning track there. I thought we played nervous at times tonight, but overall, you just take the 2 points and move on.
The Senators now head out on a five-game road trip, and Coach Mann says he's aware the team needs to improve their away record.
You know, it's just one of those situations where you got to stay disciplined. The starts are huge because most teams come out hard in that first period. So I think there's a number of things we can do better, and it's going to have to happen here starting this weekend, because if we don't start winning some games on the road, we won't make playoffs.
That road trip begins tomorrow night in Grand Rapids, with Belleville not returning to the CAA Arena until the 25th when they take on the Toronto Marlies. From Belleville, Brett Bullen, QNET News.
Six Canadian hockey teams are in action tonight. The Ottawa Senators travel to Los Angeles to take on the Kings. The Vancouver Canucks will host the Arizona Coyotes. The Edmonton Oilers play at home against the Florida Panthers. The Winnipeg Jets will be on the road to play the Minnesota Wild. The Toronto Maple Leafs will take on the New Jersey Devils. And the Montreal Canadiens look to make it 2 wins in a row as they travel to St. Louis to face the Blues. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League, both the Wellington Dukes and Trenton Golden Hawks have home games tomorrow night. The Golden Hawks host Kingston, while the Dukes play Whitby. Puck drops for both games at 7:30. The World Anti-Doping Agency expects experts have started the process of copying data from a Moscow laboratory, which would implicate numerous Russian athletes in past drug cases. The WADA demanded in September that Russia turn over the data by the end of 2018 in return for lifting a nearly 3-year suspension of Russian national anti-doping. Many Western athletes and organizations criticized WADA for letting Russia provide data after the deadline. The Lancers volleyball teams will have 2 home games against Durham tomorrow. The 4-5 women's team play at 6 as they try to bring their record to an even 500. They will be followed by the men, who play at 8. After beginning the season 1-8, they will look to get their season back on track in the new year. The Loyal Lancers basketball teams will return this Saturday afternoon as the men and women's teams both play against Georgian. The women play at 1 and the men at 3. The women hope to start on the road back to 500 with a win, while the men hope to break out during the second half of the season after starting 5-5. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly sunny with a high of -6. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of -16. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of -8. It's 4:09 and -6 with a wind chill. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Thomas Square, News on 91X, next at 6.